We are here, Brisbane Knot Fest, with Hailstorm. How are you, my friends? Good to see you all.
We are so excited to be here, and just thank you so much for having us.
Really. Wouldn't miss.
I don't know.
Josh is holding a press conference over here.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. But I got a question. How long does it take to grow that mustache? Oh. Hard questions.
Tuesday.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Josh could grow. He could shave Chicago. It now and it'd be ready for stage.
He just got. Yeah. Bah. Bah.
Mr. Tom Selleck.
It's a good looking stash. Well, how's the Knotfest adventures been so far, guys?
It's been amazing. We've been rolling with the entire crew, the entire cast of Knotfest for 3 days in planes, caravanning, on turbulence. Like, okay, if we all go down, Knotfest isn't going on, you know? It's like, it's been actually been really amazing. It's like, we're all on this like seventh grade field trip together. Everyone's just at the maturity level of 15. We've been laughing to the point of tears every day. It's awesome.
Is it like that all the time for you guys?
Oh yeah, I think that if you get into specifically heavy music, wherever you got into it, that's where you stay, I think. So it's like at 13, 15, 16,
you
wherever you're
out.
At, you stall out, yeah. That's my theory. Anyway.
I love it. Let's do the. We'll go around and we'll swing it back because I didn't know I was going to get the whole gang here. I feel
wow.
I was like, surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So,
surprise,
of course,
we're here too.
Who has been your Knotfest or what has been your Knotfest highlight?
I want to say it probably happened yesterday. In Sydney, I was up on stage and kind of we like to kind of screw up the set every night, like not in a bad way, but just like every single day we're doing something a little different. So yesterday I decided to do a completely different intro than we were used to, and we didn't rehearse it. I was just like, okay, guys, just keep your ears open, and it was so beautiful because I went out and I started singing, and the entire crowd just went like this, and it was like this call to arms, almost like we're all at church and everyone's just in this beautiful sanctuary together. We're all the same. It just made my heart so happy, and it set up the entire set to the point that I think I blacked out for the entire set because I don't remember much of it besides just being in the moment. So thank you so much to the entire Sydney crowd for that. Hopefully we can recreate a little bit of that magic tonight.
I showed a picture of my daughter of you guys on stage, and it was one photo. There was one of you like bent back and all the people, and she's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's so inspiring.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's to see that, you know, but
you
know,
tell you guys, say hello.
I will, and she'll be like,
that's cool.
Yeah, man, they love it. She loves you guys.
Oh, she's been playing drums.
Just kidding. She plays violin, which is kind of not. I'm
she's better than all of us.
Yeah. I can't do it. She go put that thing down, Dad. But what about the rest of you guys? How's the Knotfest adventures been for you?
You know, it sounds generic, but it's just the energy you feel from the crowd. It's you know, playing in front of these massive audiences, especially down here in Australia. The crowd just so responsive and so reactive. If anything, they're giving us a better show than we're giving them, you know? And when you feel that,
it was a good show yesterday in the crowd. Hello.
We got boobs yesterday.
Oh, I missed those.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was too busy trying not to hit myself in the face with drumsticks.
So, yeah. It happens all the time.
But when you feel that rush, that energy from the crowd, it makes you go a little extra crazy. So that's what's fun for me. Yeah.
I honestly, like, all of us, like, traveling as a caravan, like, the camaraderie of this has been fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember the last time we've ever done anything like this, where it's like the whole group, the whole package is traveling together everywhere, and like I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like
they're
everyone back here is awesome.
It's like rolling.
And it's and like you're walking past everyone on the plane, like hey. And yes. I think if those flights were happening at night, it would. Be bad. Really bad.
Like,
we there'd probably be delays because people would be getting too fucking rowdy. And it's just, but it's just really cool to travel like this and to obviously be down here. You guys are just some of the best fucking fans ever. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I really like the camaraderie, and especially I feel for us, we're like the not really metal band, you know, but we're like somehow everyone's cool with us being like at, you know, crashing the metal, party, you know.
Hey, and how do you get off, girl? How you
and
doing?
Yeah. So it's such a cool, like, camaraderie going on that I'm just, I don't know, makes me feel all warm and tingly.
It's camaraderie.
How about you, Joe?
Yeah.
I've been enjoying, you know, getting to make some new friends with some of these guys and or, like, rekindle some friendships, see some people we haven't seen in quite a few years. And, like, I've had a good time hanging out with Ross Halfin. He's been out shooting pictures with Pantera. Yes. And he's been telling me just amazing stories from shooting Ozzy and stuff over the years that have just melted my brain.
And
it's awesome.
If I may, I saw you and Mark Morton trade phone numbers today.
Yeah,
so
we were talking guitars. He already started sending me guitar porn.
Has begun.
Gossip.
Yeah.
Reunited and it feels so good.
It's harmony. Yeah.
Yeah,
good job, me.
Yeah. But I did see that you got up on stage to do Ann Wilson's part with Disturbed.
Yes.
Hey, that's quite crazy.
Quite big shoes to fill. I had this. I've known, you know, the boys from Disturbed for years, and I told this to David. I said, you know, Ann Wilson for me. You know, in the '90s, they released a CD called On the Road Home. A Heart did. Mm. And it changed my life. That was the first time I'd ever heard Ann Wilson sing live. It was a live CD. And I remember the light bulb going on in my brain being like, oh, girls do sing that way. That's amazing. And so it was such a beautiful thing. She was so monumental to me that I thanked David. I said, thank you for bringing her back into the mainstream. And then thank you for honoring me with, you know, having to fill her shoes in your set. And that's been just such an amazing moment every single night. We're doing it again tonight. So you're going to be seeing it firsthand here in Brazil.
That's amazing. Because, I mean, look, I think everyone agrees that you are one of the best vocalists out there in heavy music. Because, I mean, look, everyone wants to collaborate with you. Not only that.
It's quite amazing how many people care and how many people have reached out and how many amazing projects, including multiple people here. I mean, I've done things with Mark Morton, The Who I had a collaboration with a couple years ago. Just everybody here it's just such a, I'm so grateful. I really am.
Is there anyone that you guys want to collaborate with? Is there, you know, individually, is there someone who?
I've been asked by a lot of people. And I just, you know, my bass skills are for Hailstorm.
Saving it.
So humble.
Saving it. No bass solos. No guest bass solos tonight.
No, nobody wants to.
No. Lead bass.
I should have got
you. Nah. Rex going to do like a dueling bass solo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Who can schlappy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On the bass.
Okay, there
on
we go.
The
there's our dream. There's our dream collab right there. Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Oh man, that's like mine. I should have brought mine. Like I'm trying to get collabs for my track that I'm doing. I should have gotten you guys. I should have brought the recording here and done it
right here. Now.
But that's all right. Oh yeah. Anyway, of course, I'm getting told to wrap things up. But new album, what's happening?
We're finishing up writing a new album, and we're gonna get back in April to be there in a few weeks, and we'll see what happens, and then
hopefully
we'll be
finish
back,
it,
and then we'll be back here before
probably
you
won't.
Know it with some new music. So yeah,
what's it called?
Oh, we don't know.
It's called Ever Black.
That is always okay. As is tradition in Hailstorm, we always have the best ideas right when we start, and then we totally trash it, and it's like very last minute. Like, what are we calling the record? Last minute, like that's what we do. So, yeah, we don't know.
Snatch Bandicoot.
We're gonna let it tell us what it is.
No.
It's not up to us. No. It's the music.
Yep. Beers and battle jackets.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Mina. There you go. There you go. Well, thanks for hanging out. It's been really cool chatting with you guys.
Oh, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having us, man.
No, I know. In real life.
And thank you so much for taking the time for us. Really.
All the time. Anytime. Well, we're going to have all the links down here and on the website. Stay tuned for more.